I'm joined here today with Addie Stever Battle, Service Learning Entrepreneurship and Placement Proficiency winner at the 94th FFA Convention from Cass City FFA Chapter in Michigan. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling very energized and excited. It's really humbling to have been recognized for the work I do with Meeting the Need for Our Village and to share this recognition with all of the young people in my community who have helped the project get to where it is.
Yeah, so I was reading about your project and it really like caught my interest. Do you want to share that with me a little bit?
Absolutely. I am co-founder of Meeting the Need for Our Village, which is a nationally recognized hunger relief nonprofit. We focus on empowering young people to raise sources of high quality protein. So chickens for eggs and meat and lots of livestock for meat to donate to local food pantries.
And where did this idea come from?
We were young charter members of the Junior High FFA chapter in Cass City and just sort of looking for something to do. We recognized that our local grocery store had just closed down and that left a very big gap in the community. We have a very nice food pantry, but food pantries are only able to get the things that are shelf stable, which are not sources of produce or high quality protein. So we sort of were looking to fill that gap.
And what kind of space did it take to fill this gap?
So the cool thing about FFA is that we are young people in agriculture with all of the skills to raise livestock and things like that. So most of the livestock are raised either at the barn that is in our school with the FFA program or at young people's homes. And so we applied for our first grant actually came from National FFA and have been raising livestock and donating it to the food pantry ever since.
You said you're a co-founder. Who else helped with this project?
So in the beginning, it was four of us who were charter members of the Junior High FFA chapter. It was myself and then my friends Pearl, Shane, and Ethan. And as we got older, Shane and Ethan have done some other really cool things with their lives, and Pearl and I have stayed very involved over the last 7 years in really building Meeting the Need for Our Village to what it is. Now our core group of volunteers is about 15 young people, and we have worked with close to 500 young people in our community or through educational outreach.
And this award is based off of service. Are you involved in other service projects in your area?
Meeting the Need for Our Village takes up the majority of my time. I also volunteer with the Historical Society. I will volunteer just at the food pantry, just as a volunteer, passing things out as often as I can. I do a lot with the local library, story times, bringing in the types of books that aren't there yet, and things like that.
So now that you're in college, are you planning to keep this going and being as hands-on as you have been?
That's a really good question. It's actually something I began to get sort of a little bit anxious about during my senior year of high school. I am now a sophomore in college, so it's been a couple of years. And so I am less involved than I was at the beginning. But I have worked with Pearl, and we have come up with a set of bylaws for the group and recruited a really wonderful core group of volunteers who are doing the boots on the ground work. So I'm a little bit less involved. I do still act as an advisor for the project, but I'm really proud to say that I've passed the torch and it's going really, really well.
And how has this affected your future plans?
Meeting the Need for Our Village is definitely integral to what I have decided that I want to do with my life. It really ignited a passion for food security and for how agriculture, and particularly sustainable agriculture, can meet the food needs of our growing population.
All right. Thank you, Addie, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much. It was good to talk to you.
The Service Learning Proficiency Award is sponsored by CHS. In the FFA Newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster.